That's how we have the 95 tefillas. Now the Gemara says, on top of Daf Lamed, Michti, let's see. Yemei Tairo Kamehevei, how many days of Tairo do we give? How long is a Moshach, the Sofek of Tumah? After the first 2 weeks, that's Ishtomei. So, Shishim V'Shishra, there are 66 days, because on the Tzad she gave birth to an Ikeva. So she's Tomei for 14 days. The next 66 days is Yemei Tairo. It's all like this. Out of those 66 days, the Al Shvu Gimel, take away the third week that we counted, the Atfilin Olam. And we said she has to be Tovel that third week, both by day and by night, because maybe it's the end of a Leda, and maybe it's the end of a Zava. So she has to be Tovel by daytime because of the Zava, and Tovel at nighttime because of the Leda. Partial was left over, Shishin Nochin Chod, left over 59 days. If so, Shishin Nochin Chod, that's 59 tefillah she has to make, and Tlosin V'hei, the 35 we have from the first 3 weeks. If so, Tishin V'dalet comes out to be 94 tefillah 7. If so, the Gemara is, Tishin V'chomish Maya V'detayu. How come we said before, according to Beshamish, you have to be table 95 tefillah? The group we only have here, 94 tefillah. 35 and 49. So, Marin says, Oma Rav Yumi Midifta, could go in the case of talking about Sheboyas Lefanenu, when she first came in front of us, Bein Ashmoshes, she came in front of us, Bein Ashmoshes. The case is, Yavinun Lo Tfilo Yisertam. So the first day she came in front of us was Bein Ashmoshes, so we make a bit table that night, because maybe that night is the end of the 7 days of Olei Dava Zachor. So Rashi says it really doesn't have to be Bein Ashmoshes, could it be she came in front of us that night? Because that night will make a bit table. That's how we have the extra tefillah that the Habimina was. She came to us by daytime. Now the Moskon Rizdor, she came to us Bein Ashmoshes, or else by nighttime, and therefore we tell her she has to be tabled that night. Because again, we're going now tefillah b'zman as mitzvah, meaning to say, as soon as it's time for it to be tabled, even though anywhere in a sofer can eat truma, but since it's a tzad to say maybe it's a mitzvah now, we are mechayev to be tabled. Therefore we tell her to be tabled. Nothing more says, Ula Beithilu, Konda Beithilu, the armor that he holds, Tfulas Yemoruch, Loiboy Tfilom. That he holds, no, the fact that she's a Tfulas Yemoruch means after you finish the 14 days of the Tumas of a Leda of a Nikeva, that's that you have to wear till the 80th day, so she could eat Trumom, all those days, like she does not need another Tfilah. She does not need the Tfilah again at the end of the Yemoruch. If so, Lamed Hei Maya Viditayu. Where do you get 35 tefillahs according to Basil? How do you get 35? The Esther and Vitimna is only 28. The Rashi says that's 14 b'yom and 14 balailas, 14 at night time. The Chula Mishum Sofik Seif Yimei Tumah. Yeah, so the Chura, all you have is just 28. Saturday you have 35. Where's the other 7 tefillahs? So my answer is like this. Hach Shvuahei, this 5th week, Madvilin kol laila b'laila, every night we tell her to go to the mikveh. Because why? Because the 4th week she saw every day. Saima will say each one of those days was like the beginning of a nidus, and therefore now the 5th week every day is called Saif Nidhi. It's the end of the nida. So therefore, if your tefillah b'zman mitzvah at the end of the nida, after 7 days, she has to go to the mikveh. So therefore, every day of the 5th week, we tell her to go to the mikveh. So that's how you have another 7 tefillahs. That's all you have, 35 tefillahs together. Now the Gemara asks the question, Yud Shavu Yin Lomeli, how come we have to have a cycle that starts off the Braisa with 10 weeks, the Chura Betimna Palgasag, it's enough to have just 8.5 weeks? That would have been enough to have the cycle, even according to Veshamah, it would have been enough just to have the cycle of 8.5 weeks. What do you have to have 10 weeks for? Rashi says it means Levata Gimu, besides the first 3 weeks, the Torim, so calling the mate philosopher slave Shemoinim, because at the end of the 80th day, and that's at the end of the middle of the 7 week, and so this teacher shall yom shvuyim, so will churut sanos 8.5 weeks. What do you have to have 10 weeks for? So much of this, I did the tani pagod the shvua, since it says half of that 8th week, the 9th week, is masagla, it ends off the whole week. That's why it says 9 weeks. Now the I did the tani shvua tameya. Since it says that the 9th week is the week that she's Tomei, Tarinami Shvua Tor, like Do Cheshm was, one is Tomei, one is Tor. So it says the whole cycle. Therefore, that's what the Brisa started off to say, again, is Isha, that Bola Fenenu, that Shloisha Shruim Tayrim. Then we have a cycle of Yasara Shruah. The next 10 weeks was Echatom of Yechator. So really, would have been enough to have 8.5 weeks. But just we said the half, we finish off the whole 9th week. And then since the 9th week is Tomei, we end up for the 10th week of Yimei Toya. Now they ask the question, must question I, the Ika Tfila Zava. The Chur is a Shalom, maybe she's a Zava. So she has to have even more Tfilas than just this. Rashi says, Zachol Shavua Tomei. Ika Lesfuka Mziv, every week that she's Tomei, she sees Dam, maybe that week's a Zava. From the 4th week onwards, so she has to be Taipa now on Nishum Zavas, so she'll be much more Tfilas. So Marin says, we're only making the cheshbin that she has to be tayvah before she has tashmish, before the 35th night. But the tefillah she has to do after the 35th night, after the yom tefillah, that we're not talking about. Any economy could be there are more tefillahs. We're only keeping the cheshbin how many tefillahs she has to make before the leil of tashmish. Now I'm going to say that tells according to Beis Hillel. For the mother will be shamay though. The chosh of the Yachatashmish, Beshamay holds when he has 95 tefillahs. Those are all the 66 days of Yimei Toyer. See, he's cheshbening even after the 35th day that there's Mutatashmish. So according to Beshamay, why don't you include also the tefillahs of every day she has to be told? Because maybe it's at the end of Yimei Zava. Nechshav Nami tefillah Zava. So Marian says, no, the Teretz is Beleidu Kamari, Mezibula Kamari. We're only talking about these 95 tefillahs that come because of Beleidu. And not because of Tumas Ziva. So what's the question? Why? Viki Yaled is deserved, like we started off saying, the first 2 weeks, like she has to be told, both B'yayim and B'layla, because maybe she was the Yaled is deserved, and she finished Yizayin Nikiyim, and for that she has to be told B'yayim. So you see, we are talking about the Tumas of Zayv. So my answer is, Yaled is deserved, Kechoshev, and Echnam, if the Leda was done when she was a Zavam, that means right before she gave birth, she saw 3 days of Dam. And there was no labor pains then, so it has a tumas zava. And then she gave birth, so that the birth is called the zava, that we cheshbon all those tefillahs. But ziva gerei dosa like a choshev, just the tumas zava alone, that we don't keep in this cheshbon, therefore we're not included the tefillahs she has to make because of a tumas zava. Now the Gemara asks the question, shvorosa kama diosa lekalamon. So first week that she comes in front of us, so we say that first week she only has to be table every night. The question is why litzvola biyayma? Why don't we make him a table every day also? Because Dilma Koyama Vyama Shlima Lasipurim Dido, like maybe every day now is the end of a Zionikim for the Yaledis Bizaiv. So Lakura, why are we afraid even the first week to make him a table another 7th tefillahs Biyaim? Why do we say the first week is on its tefillahs Balaila? Maybe it's the end of Yimei Leda. Why are we afraid also maybe it's the end of Yimei Zaiva? She already counted Zai, she has already Zionikim. So Marin says, no, Zainikim does not help. But why? Hamani Rabbi Kivi. This Bryce goes according to Rabbi Kiva. The Yom that he holds, we'll have later on in the Masechta, that Vinin Svurim Lefanenu. He holds that Zainikim means you have to count now every day of Zainikim. Say that the Isha does not know where she's holding. She doesn't have a Zainikim until she counts them. Therefore, the first week for sure is not called a Zainikim. Therefore, like she did not finish a Zainikim. Therefore, she would not have to be table every day by day. Now the Gemara says, but Shoif Shvua Kama, the end of the first week, lit for let it be table Hal Zava, that first week she comes in front of us, let's count then Zayin Sipurim, and the 7th day she should be table. So the first week we only count the 7 at night, on the 7th day she should be table B'yayim, because the Zava, after the Zayin Kim, she's table on the 7th day. So Gemara says, I'll tell you, Chad B'shvulei Kamari, she only has to make just 1 tefillah b'yom that week. We don't include 1 tefillah. We only said the tefillah she has to do the whole week. So that's called chad b'shvul kamari. Now the most question is still yom kamad yosel kamon. It's the first day that she comes to us. Litfula, let it be table then, because the dilma shemeres yom keneged yomi. Like maybe again she's in the middle of a shemeres yom keneged yomi. Maybe she saw 1 day. So let it be table by daytime, even the first day. So every day of the first week it should be this way. Gemara says, no. Hatayya b'zov v'gadoyla kamari. We're only afraid about a zov v'gadoyla. She saw 3 days. But b'zov v'gatayna loy kamari. If you chesed, maybe she saw 1 day in the 11 days, that we're not afraid about. As tefulas yayim, k'negad yayim. That's a lach of joined 11 days between one nidus to another nidus. She's needed just one day, she's telling me that one day, that's like a choshev. Tadigmar says, Shman mina plus, we have three things from here. Shman mina, first of all, Rabbi Kiva, this brother goes according to Rabbi Kiva, the yom that he holds, bin and svurim lefanenu, that you have to, you can't start counting zaynikim until you know which day, like you're counting every day of them. You have to know 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, till 6, 7. For Shman mina also, Rabbi Shimon goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the yomar, Avalon Chachomim also Lasters Kane, Shem Matovla Day Suffolk, that he can't be boiled, he can't live together, even after you go to on the seventh day, on the Zayinikim, even you're allowed to be table that day, but you can't have Tashmish that day. Because maybe you'll see Dam again after the Tashmish, and it will say to the Nikim, and it comes out you're a boiled when you're a Zavah. Hushmamin also, if in this bright it holds that, Philip is man a mitzvah. That every time it's a mitzvah, you have to go to the mitzvah to go to the mikvah. Bizman at the right time. However, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudaim, his sheet was no, that dying let tefillah b'achron is enough to make one tefillah at the end. Ployamrina, we do not say tefillah bizman a mitzvah, we do not say it's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah when you could, but rather only when it's megeya, when you tore legamri from all your sveikis. So Tez brings down to Psalkimir, Thursday session, tefillah bizman a mitzvah, says a kach postuk rach, talochu kebe shamir be silo. That the tefillah b'zman is a mitzvah. The Talmud says the pshita of Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Yoma, he's going to hold like poligalei b'sham b'silul, and also ma'aseh b'chol yom shem l'chayisha tefillah b'zman tefillas nida, play b'zman tefillas shemeres yom keneged yom v'zava. The Rabbah asks the minig to attack isha and not a tevil b'zmano. Whereas we don't say l'ma'aseh na midiraisa when she's tummy for 7 days. And after that, there's a mitzvah to go to the mikvah, even though we're machmen the zaynikiyim, but the rice she should be tevil for the seventh day. We don't say that. And that's our ma'isim. They were not machmen to be tevil bismana. Therefore, only at the end, when she's told the gamri, that's when we make the tefillah. The other Mishnah says, I'm a pelis liyoymem. And he should ask him his carriage after 40, on the 40th day from the time she went to the mikvah. Is ain't a chesheshnas lovlach. Doesn't have to be a chesheshnas, maybe it's a leidah. Less than 40 days is not called a leda. Le'yoyim ne'malup, let's say she had a miscarriage on the 41st day, so then teishav la'zochur ne'keva ne'chnaim, then she has to sit for zochur for ne'keva, teishav la'zochur ne'keva ulanida. If she had a miscarriage on the 41st day, there it's a suffix, maybe it was a zochur, maybe it was ne'keva, maybe it was a ruach. Here we don't say, even according to Rishum Lev, we don't say it's a raiv, because she wasn't huchsar to be pregnant here yet. So therefore there is a tzad to say it was not a leda at all. Therefore, she has to be chershed l'nidr also. Rabbi Yishmol Leimer, Yoyim Memalef, Teshav L'Zochar. She had a miscarriage yet on the 41st day. She has to be afraid maybe it was a later than it was a Zochar. Or l'nidr, otherwise she's afraid maybe she's a nidr. Yoyim Peyalef, on the 81st day, if she has a miscarriage then, Teshav L'Zochar L'Nikav L'Nidr. Then you have to be afraid maybe it was in Nikav also. She has to be Tomei the first 14 days. Because his Shita is like this. Shahazochor nigma lememalef. A zochor is finished after 41 days, after 40 complete days. That's called a vlad. That's called a vlad for zochor. V'yanekeva lepeyalef. V'yot nekeva's first finish after 80 days. So as far as the 81st day, she has a miscarriage then, that to be called later for nekeva. That's Rabbi Shmuel Shita. However, again, the chom say no. Echad brias azochor, v'yechad brias nekeva. Whether it's a zochor or a nekeva, zeh v'zeh memalef. Both of them have the tumah, both of them have the yitzira on after 40 days. After 40 days, on the 41st day, that's already called that could be called a vlad. So therefore, if she has this miscarriage after 41 days, after on the 41st day, we have to be afraid maybe it was a zochor, maybe it was nekeva, and who did, maybe it was a ruach. So therefore, even after the 14 days that she sees dam, we do not give a yemei toyar, but rather that will be damida. The other Gemara is the question, l'chura lo mahuska zocher. What's in the gate they say we have to be afraid maybe it's a zocher? If we're afraid of the lady, how many days of tumah? Hokotoni nekeva. We said l'chura, we give her a din of nekeva. She's tummy for 14 days. A zocher is only tummy for 7 days. So what do we have to say that is like a zocher? Elamai v'ilamei tyra, to say that we don't give 66 days of tyra like in a keva, but we only give 33 days like a zohar, that's not true either. Because